大家早上好，弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天早上想跟大家分享的信息。
I'm going to share a topic today.
那是在马太福音第七章。
It's in Matthew chapter 7.
然后从24节到29节。
Verses 24 to 29.
我们先找到这个圣经之后，我们一起把它来读一遍。
Should we locate the passage and read together?
马太福音第七章第24节到29节。
Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 29.
OK, 我先用中文读一遍，然后姐妹再用英文读一遍。
First in Chinese, then in English.
马太福音第七章24节，所以凡听见我之话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我之话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。耶稣说完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man.Who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine, and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell, and great was the fall.And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes.
第二处的圣经乃是路加福音第六章46节到49节。
The second passage is in the Gospel of Luke chapter 7, verses 46 to 49.
路加福音第六章46节到49节。
Luke chapter 6, 47 to 49.
我们找到的时候，我们先一起来读。我先用中文读，然后你们再用英文读。
Shall read first in Chinese, then in English.
路加福音第六章46节到49节。你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？防到我这里来。听见我的话就去行的，我又告诉你们，他像什么人？他像一个人盖房子，深深的挖地，把根基安在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能游动，因为根基立在磐石上。唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子。没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌，并且那房子坏得很大。
Luke chapter 7, sorry, chapter 6, verses 46 to 49. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man who is building a house.Who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and the streams beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
我们先一起低头念祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
我们在天上的父啊。
Our heart, Father in heaven.
我们的心向你俯伏敬拜。
Our hearts bow and worship you.
我们的主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要感谢赞美你的爱。
We have to come and thank you for your love.
因为你用永远的爱爱我们。
Because you have loved us with everlasting love.
也将你自己给了我们。
And you have given us yourself.
就我们每一个到你这里来的人。
That everyone that come to you.
都不致失望。
Will not be disappointed.
那是找到救恩。
But we can find salvation.
找到永生。
We can find eternal life.
主，我们感谢你对我们说了许多的话。
Lord, we thank you for what you have spoken to us.
实在求你赐给我们恩典。
Lord, we ask you for your grace.
就我们能够有听见的耳朵。
That we have ears that hear.
有一颗顺服的心。
We have an obedient heart.
能够将你所说的这些话。
That we can listen and hear your word.
都接受到心里去。
And receive and treasure those words in our hearts.
也叫我们你所吩咐的行出来。
So that we can do what you have commanded us.
那愿你的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
得称赞。
And be honored.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
我们将我们自己也将时间交给你。
We commit ourselves and we commit this hour to you.
求主你祝福我们。
May you bless us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
所以第一处的圣经我们是读的是马太福音第七章24节到29节。
So the first passage that we've read is from Matthew chapter 7:24-29.
我想许多人对这一处的圣经应该非常的熟悉。
I guess this is familiar to many of us.
因为上一次在这里摩西弟兄的讲道也有引用了这一处的圣经。
Because last time when Brother Moses was sharing, he also quoted this passage.
但今天我愿意花一点时间跟大家一起来更深的看这背后主的教训。
But today I'd like to spend more time and go deeper in the Lord's teaching.
我们知道这一段的时间，这一段的圣经乃是从马太福音第五章一直到七章最后的一段话。
We know that this passage is the last portion of a continuation of the passage from chapter 5 onwards.
我不知道当你读这三章的圣经的时候，你是不是和我有同样的一个感觉。
I don't know how you feel when you read Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7.
我觉得主耶稣好像是一口气的把他所有讲的教训都讲出来了。
I feel like Jesus was speaking non-stop his teachings in these three chapters.
因为你如果仔细地读马太福音五章到七章的时候，
Because if you read Matthew chapter 5 to 7 carefully,
真的是耶稣是一个教训接着一个教训地讲下来。
Jesus was teaching one after another.
而今天所读的这一段圣经，
And on this passage today that we're reading,
乃是讲到最后。
It's at the end of the chapter.
因为在第八章就告诉我们，耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他。
Because in chapter 8, it's a different thing. When Jesus came down from the mountain, a great multitude followed him.
所以我们看见耶稣山上的教训就在这里结束了。
Because we can see this is the end of the Sermon on the Mount.
但耶稣前面讲了这么许多的话。
So Jesus has been teaching a lot.In the previous chapters,
我们相信耶稣讲的时候是非常非常的重要的。
We believe these teachings are very important.
巴布的每一个听见的人真的能够像海绵一样的把它给吸收进去。
And he wants all of us, all the audience to absorb and take in everything.
巴布的没有人会忘记耶稣所说的话。
So that no one will forget what Jesus has taught us.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣所说的这些话那是祝福的话。
Because these words or these teachings are words of blessings.
所以你看见马太福音第五章一开始就说。
So when you look at chapter 5 of Matthew.
虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are those pure in heart.
哀痛的人有福了。
Blessed are those who mourn.
温柔的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are gentle in spirit.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Blessed are those who have hunger and thirst in the spirit.
怜恤人的人有福了。
Blessed are those who have mercy on others.
清心的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are pure in heart.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
为义受逼迫的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness.
那英文是先讲有福了。
In English, it starts with blessed.
所以你看耶稣一开讲的时候，他的心是有祝福。
So in the Beatitudes, you see the Lord's willingness or eagerness to bless.
巴不得每一个听见他话的人都能够蒙福。
Hoping all who hear will be blessed.
而我们看见从五章到第七章，耶稣真的告诉我们蒙福的秘诀。
So in Matthew chapter 5 to 7, the Lord is showing us the way to be blessed.
因为一切的福气是从哪里来的呢？
So where do the blessings come from?
我们知道一切的福气都是从神来的。
We know that all blessings come from God.
那怎样的人才是一个蒙福的人呢？
So who will be qualified for these blessings?
当然是一个跟神的有好关系的人。
Of course, those who have a close and intimate relationship with God.
所以你看见马太福音第五章到七章，耶稣一直注重一件事情。
So for Matthew 5 to 7, the Lord is emphasizing one thing.
就是人与神的关系。
That's the relationship between man and God.
我们人很容易说有一些行为。
Men would like to look at the outward actions or works.
因为外面的行为人都看见。
Because this is plain to all.
但是耶稣告诉我们，神不看外面。
But Jesus is telling us, God looks in our hearts.
但神是看我们心里面的。
He looks at our hearts.
你若要蒙福，
If you want to be blessed,
不是说你的行为讨人的喜欢，
It's not to do something that's pleasing to men.
那是你的心又取悦神。
For your heart has to be pleasing to God.
所以你看见耶稣讲了许多，以前好像我们看见说外面的就讲到里面的。
So you can see Jesus turning from outside to inside.
所以我们看见说现在来到第七章的末了。
Coming to the end of chapter 7.
我们所读的这一段话好像耶稣告别的话。
It's like the passage of farewell.
好像我讲了这么多。
As if Jesus has been telling us a lot.
那最后还可以跟你们讲什么呢？
And as a conclusion,
耶稣的心乃是要坚固这些人。
The Lord wanted to consolidate or make us firm.
同时也要警告这些听见的人。
And at the same time, he has to warn us.
我们耶稣实在是很幽默。
Our Lord is humorous.
你读这一处圣经的时候，你有没有自己问这样的一个问题？
When you read this passage, did you ever ask this question?
为什么听话会跟建房子发生关系呢？
How is hearing God's word related to building a house?
你如果问我，我是不会用这样一个比喻出来的。
If you ask me, I won't use this analogy.
为什么说话听话跟那个建房子是一样的呢？
Why listening to someone's word?Be related to building a house.
所以我们看见耶稣在这里，在他的眼中有两种人。
Therefore, we can see that the Lord sees two groups of people.
因为当他在山上讲这些教训的时候，
Because for the sermon on the mount,
他看见在他前面的这些人，
Those in front of him,
只有两种人。
There were two types of people.
他知道在这么多人当中，
Among the multitudes,
有一种人会真的把他的话听进去了。
Some people will really take in his words.
之后呢，他们的心就愿意去遵行。
Their hearts are willing to obey God's words.
但有一种人，
But there are people.
就把耶稣的话当成耳边风。
They will just listen and ignore his words.
因为在我们读的路加福音那一处的圣经，
Because when we come to Luke chapter 6,
英文讲的是他们听了之后 did nothing.
这里说他们听见了，就什么都不做。
所以就是说，他们同样听了耶稣的这些教训。
So they heard the words.
但他们就当成没听见一样的。
But they ignore his words.
什么都没有做。
They did nothing.
所以我们看见说，在耶稣眼中有这样两种人。
Therefore, in Jesus' eyes, there are two groups of people.
那耶稣把这两种人做了一个比喻。
So in the analogy and in the parable, the Lord is talking about these two types of people.
我想在我们当中，我看许多人都不懂得建筑的。
I believe not many of us know building.
但也有些在我们当中的人是很懂得建筑的。
But we do have professional builders.
那我做了一点点的学习查考的时候呢
？I did some research.
说我们这些不懂建筑的人都知道建房子最重要是什么
？For us lay people, we know the importance of.
就是立好这个根基，是不是
？The foundation.
那么懂得建筑的人会告诉你
，For those who know building.
你建房子的时候
，When you build a house.
这整栋房子的这重量
，The weight of the superstructure.
无论每一个角落
，From every corner.
所有的重量最终呢都压在根基上面。
The weight of the superstructure will be on the foundation.
那离我上班的地方
there is a place near my workplace.
所以很靠近 High Park 这个地方的。
Somewhere near High Park.
那最近在那里他建一栋房子。
Recently there is a construction of a building.
那这栋楼呢我是从他们开始到他们现在差不多快结束了。
I've been witnessing the building from the start to almost the end.
从去年到今年一直每天去上班我都看见他们在建这个房子。
The building started last year and I saw the building work day by day.
那开始的前一两个月的时间
In the initial phase.
你什么都看不到。
You can't see anything.
因为他把周围围起来。
Because it's surrounded.
但是呢他们都是在那里一直挖根基。
But they dig deep.
一直挖一直挖。
They were digging
所以开始的时候什么都没看见
so that even though you can't see anything
但是现在了
but now
我看这栋房子这么的高
I can see the tall building standing
几十层的楼
it's a multi-story building
从下面是宽的
well it's broader it has a broader base
然后每五层的时候呢它就缩小一点
And it's getting smaller after every five stories.
一直到在上面的时候，好像看起来就好像一个房子这么大一样。
And the top is just like a penthouse.
每次我走过去
，Every time I pass through this building,
我看这栋楼这么的高
，I look at the high rise.
我说那个设计的人
，And I tell myself the architect,
怎么能够计算还没有建之前就算了这么的准确，说楼这么高的重量？都压在下面这个根基里。
The architect is wonderful. They have calculated that the whole building will be laying on the foundation.
一点都不游动。
And it's not wobbly.
我不懂建筑。
I don't know building at all.
我不知道他们是怎么去计算。
I don't know the calculation.
连所有的这些重量的铁啊、水泥啊，所有还有这些工人在上面走来走去啊，还有在上面用那个 jackhammer 啊做这些东西，他这个楼都不会动的。
Including cement, the steel, and the workers running around, and with all the instruments, nothing will happen.
So I can 告诉你
But there's one thing I can tell you.
建房子不容易的
It's not easy to build a house.
非常非常的复杂的一件事情
It's quite complicated.
真的是需要很多的时间去计算
There's a lot of calculation.
还有很多的人按着所设计的去建
And many people have to stick to the plan.
因为最可怕的是什么
Because the bad thing is,
建出来的房子跟你设计的不一样。
You can build a house, but it's not according to the plan.
所以我们看见耶稣在这里用了建房子这个比喻。
So he, Jesus, is using the analogy of building a house.
但我们发现耶稣没有去讲到建房子里面的内容，仔细的内容。
But Jesus doesn't elaborate on the details of the building or construction.
因为在这两个人在耶稣的眼中只有一点的不同
Because the only difference between these two groups of people
相同的是
The similar thing is
他们都听了耶稣的教训
They all hear Jesus' words
都听见了
They hear it
他们都建房子
And they build a house
没有说他们这个房子用的材料或者建的方法有什么不同
It's nothing mentioned about the difference in material the way of building
之后这个房子都要经历雨淋、水冲、风吹
and then the building will be tested by the winds and the flood
撞这个房子。
And it will be tested.
但是房子的结果却不一样。
But the end is different.
第一个房子
The first house
是不倒塌。
Doesn't fall.
第二个房子
The second one
乃是倒塌的很大。
Will fall greatly.
那么耶稣在这里指出的一点不同是哪里呢？
So Jesus has pointed out one difference.
我们知道这里耶稣讲的是根基。
We know that he's pointing to the foundation.
那这根基在马太福音我们不是很清楚。
The foundation isn't that clear in Matthew's.
说怎么样才是建立在根基上。
So what does it mean to be built on the foundation?
所以在路加福音就帮助我们。
Luke helps us.
因为在路加福音48节他说
Because in Luke 6:48
耶稣说他像一个人盖房子
He is like a man building a house
深深的挖地
Who dug deep
把根基立在磐石上
And laid the foundation on the rock
那我读这里的时候跟我亲眼看见的我能够把它连起来
I can relate to what I've seen in the construction site
因为真的起初几个月的时间他们都是在挖根基什么都看不见的
Because in the first few months you cannot see anything they were just doing the foundation work
这个楼又建得高根基又挖得深
Were you to build a high building the foundation must be deep
所以我们看见做聪明的人不容易
It's not easy therefore to be wise
耶稣讲到这个聪明人
Jesus is talking about a wise man
他是听见这话就去行
That he hears the word and walk in it
但是行是不容易的一件事
But it's not easy to walk
而容易的是什么呢
What is the easy way out
就什么都不做
Let's do nothing
今天很多人都喜欢什么都不做
This is what many people like They prefer to do nothing
所以我们看见
Therefore we see
这两种人
Two groups of people
他们都有耳可听
They all have ears to hear
但不同的是
But the difference is
一个有心去顺服
One group has the heart to do the works
一个却无心
The other group has no intention to
那我们知道从这个头脑这个思想到我们的心就只有一走的距离
We know that from our head to our heart, it's just about one foot.
但是常常从这里进去了，不等于就自动到这里来。
But very often, those stored here might not necessarily sink into our hearts.
就像耶稣讲的，又深深的挖地。
He Jesus says, "Who dug deep?"
那当你读马太福音5-7的时候
，When you read Matthew chapter 5-7。
你是用什么的态度来读神的话呢
？With what attitude are you reading His words？
你可以问自己
，You may ask yourself。
你读过了耶稣的这些教训
，After reading these teachings，
有没有一个教训是你去挖深进去的
？Is there a particular one that you will really dig deep into？
因为一个人
，Because for a person。
做只是听不去行
if we are mere listeners and we are not doers
也像在雅各书那里说的一样
as in James
在雅各书第一章
in the book of James chapter 1
雅各书第一章22-25
James chapter 1 verses 22-25
雅各书第一章22-25
James Chapter 1:22-25
这里说只是你们又行道不又当当听道自己欺哄自己因为听道而不行道的就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的并且时常如此这人既不是听了就忘乃是实在行出来就在他所行的事上必然得福
But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does.
看见至神的话这里怎么讲呢?
Here it says,
至人既不是听了就忘。
He's someone not hearing and forgetting afterwards.
他听了就忘好像是很容易的这件事情。
It sounds like it's easy for us to forget what we hear.
好像我们每个主日在这里聚会。
We come on Sunday.
我们有很多的信息。
There are different messages for us.
我们听了很多的道。
We've heard quite a lot.
但我们的情形是怎样呢?
But what is our condition like?
是不是听了就忘了?
Do we hear and forget?
或者我们真的是像这里说的乃是什么?乃是详细查看,时常如此。
Or are we constantly observing and wanting to obey?
因为我们若是这样行,就在他所行的事上必然得福。
Because are we to obey that we'll be blessed in what we do?
我们知道神乃是鉴察人的心。
We know that God sees our hearts.
就像在马太福音那里告诉我们
Just like in the book of Matthew,
在暗中查看你的父
He sees you in secret,
又大大的祝福你
He will bless you greatly.
你相信吗
Do you believe that?
每一次你到神的话这里来
Every time when you come before his words,
你在读圣经
When you read the Bible,
你在看圣经
When you read the Bible by yourself,
那你知道神在看你吗
Don't you know that God is watching over you?
神在看你不是要来定你的罪。
He's watching over you not to condemn you.
耶稣告诉我们你暗中的父查看你乃是有大大的祝福你。
But Jesus is telling us, our Father in heaven is observing and watching over us in order to bless us greatly.
在罗马书十章十七节说
In the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17,
信心呢是从听道来的。
So then faith comes by hearing.
而听道是从耶稣基督的话来的。
And hearing by the word of God.
我们如果把主的话听到心里去。
If we receive the words into our hearts.
你发现。
Then you will discover.
信心就出来了。
We will have faith.
如果没有信心你就不会去行。
If you don't have faith, you won't walk accordingly.
当你有信你才会去遵行
But with faith, you obey God's words.
就像圣经罗马书告诉我们
Just like in Romans,
他给我们举了一个例子
There's an illustration.
说你怎么知道亚伯拉是有信心的
Asking, how do you know that Abraham had faith?
你可以说神对亚伯拉说离开你的父家
We say that God commanded Abraham to leave your homeland.
那你怎么知道他是有信心的
Then how did you know that he had faith?
因为他带着他的家庭就离开了
Because he took his family and left
他信所以他如此行
He believed in God, he had faith and he walked accordingly
你怎么亚伯拉罕相信神说他有一个儿子
So how did you know that Abraham had faith that he will have descendants?
他都已经100岁了
When he was 100 years old
撒拉90岁了
And Sarah was aged too.
都已经过了生育的年日了。
And Sarah was past childbearing age.
但是他们凭着信心。
But they had faith.
从必死的身体生出一个儿子来。
That the corruptible bodies came a son.
亚伯拉罕信。
Abraham had faith.
所以他如此信。
Therefore, he walked in the word.
我们又看见神对亚伯拉罕说。
We'll see God speaking to Abraham.
将你的爱子你独生的爱子
Consecrate to me your son, your only begotten son.
就是以撒
That is Isaac.
把他献给我
Consecrate him to me.
我们怎么知道亚伯拉罕有信心？
How do we know that Abraham had faith?
他真的相信神。
He had faith in God.
因为他真的把以撒献在祭坛上。
Because indeed he laid and bound Isaac on the altar.
拿着刀来又杀自己儿子。
Ready to kill him.
亚伯拉罕信。
Abraham had faith.
所以他如此信。
He believed and he acted accordingly.
在马太福音第七章这里
，In Matthew chapter seven，
耶稣在看众人。
Jesus was talking to the multitudes。
在其他的圣经，我们知道耶稣知道人的心是怎样。
In other passages in the Bible， we know that Jesus knows the hearts of all men。
这许多的人都听见他的话。
Many people heard his words。
但有多少信呢？
Who had faith?
信的人
For those who believe,
就会行出来
They will work or walk accordingly.
And 耶稣说那行出来的人
And Jesus says the doers
就是聪明的人
are wise people.
你知道这一处圣经不是说这个人建得有多好
He doesn't say how magnificent the building or the house was.
不像好像那些孩子有些童话讲了三只小猪然后一只是用草碎的一个是用那个木头建的一个是用桩建的所以那个灰狼来的时候一吹所以那个用桩建的才不会倒塌
Like the children's story the three pigs built a house and the house was made of straw so when the big bad wolf came and blew on it the house fell
但是这里不是讲他们建房子用了什么不同的材料
He doesn't explain what was the difference in the materials used.
那到底为什么当水冲房子，房子不倒塌呢
？But why? Why did the house stand when the floods and the winds came?
不是这个人自己有什么能力
？Not because that person has strength by himself.
不是因为他花的功夫多
？Not because he was stronger than others.
所以他的房子建得牢靠稳固
That his house was stronger than others
那是因为说话的主耶稣
But because of the one who spoke the words
今天你信的是什么
Today What or whom do you believe in?
你是相信自己所做的工作呢
Do you believe in your own works?
或者你是相信那说话的主
Or do you believe in himWho has spoken?
是因为耶稣说话了。
Is that because of Jesus whom has spoken?
所以耶稣能够照着他所说的去成就。
Therefore, he will accomplish what he has spoken.
因为神是信实的。
Because our God is faithful.
他每一个应许都不落空。
His promises will not fail.
因为是神自己托住。
Because God Himself is upholding His words.
所以我们今天到底是信什么
？So today, what or whom do you believe in?
耶稣这里说，凡听见我这话就去行的。
Jesus says, the doers of my words.
因为这人信耶稣说的话。
Are those who believe in me?
他信主能。
They believe that God is able.
根据为什么芝麻的重要
Why is the foundation so important?
那前面主耶稣说了在马太福音第五章讲了这样的一段话
in,
就第五章二十七节到三十节
In Matthew chapter 5 verses 27 to 30
然后耶稣这里说你们听见有话说不可奸淫只是我告诉你们凡看见妇女就动淫念的这人心里已经与他放奸淫了若是你的右眼叫你跌倒就挖出来丢掉宁可失去白体中的一体不叫全身丢在地狱若是右手叫你跌倒就砍下来丢掉宁可失去白体中的一体不叫全身下入地狱
You have heard that it was said to those of old, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it's more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it's more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell.
那耶稣在这里讲的这些事情是非常非常的严重的事情。
Jesus is telling us one very serious and grave matter.
因为这个审判是很厉害的。
Because the judgment is severe.
这里是叫什么？乃是全身丢在地狱里。
That is your whole body to be cast into hell.
那一个人看见一个男人看见一个妇人动淫念，谁知道？
Who knows if someone has lusted in the heart?
没有人知道。
No one can tell outwardly.
但耶稣一直告诉我们是什么。
But what is Jesus telling us?
暗中的父在查看我们。
Our Father is watching over us in secret.
人不知道，神知道。
Nobody may know about your heart, but God does.
而神说，这结局就是丢在地狱。
And the end or the punishment or the judgment is the whole body to be cast into hell.
我们知道圣经里面
We know that in the Bible
有一位是合神合乎神心意的人。
There's one who's pleasing and after God's own heart.
以色列的君王大卫。
That's the king of Israel, King David.
你说他一生之中一个很大的污点是什么？
He's been good all his life except for one spot.
在撒母耳记下第十一章
In 2 Samuel chapter 11
很仔细的把大卫身上发生这件事记载了下来
Recalls that event that happened to David
连他心中的谋算和计谋
Including his plans in his heart
所有的计划
And the deliberation
圣经都清清楚楚把它给记载下来
Were clearly recorded and laid out in the Bible
他的心开始是这样的
What happened to him initially
接着变成这样
And then he changed his mind
然后他就有用了这样的计谋
And then he further developed to such an evil scheme
这样的害他自己的军长
Then to harm Uriah
那这样的人却是一个合乎神心意的人
But such a man was a manAccording to God's own heart.
神对他的审判严不严厉呢?
What about the punishment or judgment on him?
很严厉。
It was severe.
而他开始是从哪里跌倒的呢?
But what's the starting point of his failure?
就是从看见一个妇人动了淫念。
That was David seeing a woman and he started to think of adultery.
所以你看见最终刀剑必不离开他的家。
In the end, the swords will not leave his family.
你可以说这样的一位君王，他，你若是看说今天他的事业的话
，You may say that for such a magnificent and great king.
你能够想象吗
？Can you imagine?
美国不是有一个总统，也是出了这样的丑闻吗
？There was a similar incident for the American president.
结果他就下台了。
And then he wasn't re-elected.
所以你看那说，如果是一个人的事业中发生这样的事情
，So if something of this sort happened in a man's in the prime of his career,
他的事业就完全的倒塌了。
So his career path will be ended.
完全的这个可以说是粉身碎骨了。
He'll be ruined.
连圣经都把大卫的事情记载下来。
And the Bible records.What happened to David?
但是大卫有没有跌倒?
But did David stumble completely?
他有没有重新爬起来?
Did he rise up again?
大卫曾经写了这样一篇诗篇, 诗篇第十八篇。
There is a psalm written by David, that's Psalm 18.
诗篇第十八篇第二节。
Psalm 18. Verse 2.
说这是耶和华的仆人大卫的诗。
That's a psalm written by David, the servant of God.
在第二节，第一节，第二节，他说：“耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你。耶和华是我的磐石，是我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的。他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。”
Verse 1, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
神是他的救主，是他的磐石。
The Lord is the deliverer and his redeemer.
因此他动淫念。
Because of the adulterous thoughts.
他所经历的。
He experienced,
就像马太福音讲的，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着他的房子。
What he experienced was like in Matthew, the floods and the winds came, and his house fell.
在他的人生，乃是面对了这个水大水的冲击。
The floods came.
但大卫有没有根基？
But what about his foundation?
他说：“耶和华是我的磐石。”
David says in the Psalms, "The Lord is my rock."
所以，虽然他经历了神的管教
，Therefore, though David was disciplined severely,
他却写下了诗篇五十一篇。
He wrote Psalm 51.
他虽然跌倒了
，He stumbled.
但是他却跌在磐石上。
But he was still on the rock.
因为他在诗篇五十一篇那里说。
Because in Psalm 51,
他说：“神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。”
In Psalm 51, he says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness." According to the magnitude of your tender mercies.
第二节，求你将我的罪孽洗除净净，并洁除我的罪。
Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
第十节，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God.And renew a steadfast spirit within me.
十七节
Verse 17.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，是那忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise.
大卫经历了这么大的打击。
David had a serious.
他重新回到神这里来。
But he returned to God.
我不知道在你的人生中你经历了什么。
I don't know your experiences.
你是经历的是荆棘的风暴。
Whether it's a GFC.
或者是四月的风暴。四月 ,career, storm.
Or something that's ruined your career.
家庭中的风暴。
Or problems at home.
人与人之间关系中的风暴。
Or interrelational problems.
我们知道在不信的人中间。
We know that among the non-believers.
他们常有这样的一句话。
They often say that.
好像到他们这个中年的时候。
By midlife.
就有一个危机。
There's a crisis.
因为到中年时候刚好事业有所成功
，because by midlife you will have accomplished something.
也许多人有了家庭
，they will have the family.
但是却是最危险的时候
，but that's the most tricky time.
有个弟兄告诉我这样一个经历
，our brother shared with me his experience.
因工作的需要，他最几个月前去了 UTS 这个大学
，because of work he went to UTS.
他们有一个叫 Career Fair。就是啊、
，Expo
Career Fair 怎么讲那个
展览？
那个事业的展览一种
There was a career fair.
因为现在的公司都想要吸引这个人才。
Because many companies like to headhunt.
所以他们想要去那里把这些好的学生给吸引到他们公司里面去。
Therefore, they have to recruit the top students to the companies.
当他们在那个中午的时候
So by lunchtime.
当于这个弟兄乃是跟着他们这些啊人事部而这人事部的人都是女的。
So the brother was,
女同事
was going with the people in the human resources department. Those were female colleagues.
然后当中一个女同事刚好是结婚两周年。
And one female colleague has just been married for 2 years.
结果她就在跟人家讲到。
And they were talking.
所以她从她结婚这两年以来。
She was chatting and sharing about during these 2 years.
她说她心中一直有一个担忧。
She was constantly worried.
就是说她的丈夫是不是还爱她
Not sure whether her husband still loves her.
那她怎么办呢
So what should we do?
她又常常的看丈夫是不是记得他们第一次的约会是什么时候
So she was constantly checking. Do you still remember our first date?
他们订婚什么时候
And the date of engagement.
结婚什么时候
And the wedding day.
每一周都要请她出去吃一顿饭
And every week they need a candlelight dinner.
每三个月要带她去旅游一次。
And every quarterly they have to travel.
如果丈夫忘记了其中一件事
If her husband ever forget one single thing,
她就担心是不是在找别的女人了。
She would assume that she has got an affair.
所以其他两个女同事听了。
So the other two female colleagues,
其中一个是单身的。
One is still single.
他说这不是很辛苦吗
Aren't you?
他说我单身还是好更好
What a burden. I feel better to be single.
另外一个女同事那是刚刚结婚没多久的
And the other colleague was newly married.
她也很担心
She was worried too.
因为现在外面的人就是这样的
Because everyone was behaving or misbehaving like that.
结果他就问这个弟兄说你好像也是结婚了
And they were asking that brother, say, oh, you are married too, aren't you?
你结婚了多久
How long have you been married?
他弟兄说十年了
It was 10 years.
他说哇那你这十年跟你太太怎么走过来的
Wow, so how did you survive?
你是不是也是这样的一直请他出去吃饭送花送什么这样的记住这些东西
Do you have to weekly go for candlelight dinner and give flowers?
他弟兄说没有啊
No, I didn't.
可能就是生日的时候会送他一朵花一盆花吧
I will give her flowers on her birthdays.
他说那你们怎么能够生存活这十年
So how did you survive?
所以那个弟兄就抓住那个机会
So that brother took the opportunity.
他说因为我们相信耶稣
Because we are believers.
从我们还没有结婚之前
Before we were married.
我们相遇了之后
After we met.
我们就渐渐的彼此祷告
We pray for one another daily
丈夫每天为妻子祷告
The husband will pray for the wife
妻子每天为丈夫祷告
The wife will pray for the husband
所以每一天
Therefore
丈夫心中有妻子
The husband, I have my wife in my heart
妻子心中有丈夫
My wife has me in her heart
他们的心已经容不下别人了
There's no space for anyone else
他们相信他们的基督是信实的
Because they trust Christ is able to keep them.
那个女同事听了之后
And that colleague
她说你们基督徒的婚姻是这么浪漫的
So, Wow, how romantic are Christian marriages.
哇你们的心一直心中有对方彼此
You still have your wife in your heart always.
而且没有空间给别人了
And there's no space for anyone else.
为什么
Why?
因为这个婚姻是建立在基督的根基上。
Because the marriage is built on the rock of Christ.
不是靠自己能够做什么维持这个关系。
It's not by their mutual effort.
那是天天把这个婚姻带到神的面前。
But they bring the marriage before Christ every day.
是主在维持这个婚姻。
It's the Lord Jesus who's the bond in the marriage.
基督是我们的根基。
Christ.It's our foundation.
就像在哥林多前书三章十一节说的。
It's like in 1 Corinthians chapter 3:11.
哥林多前书三章十一节。
First Corinthians 3:11。
因为那已经建立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
在这里又接着讲着人是怎么在上面建造的。
And it continues to explain how a man can build on the foundation.
你有没有问过你自己？
Have you ever asked yourself?
从你信耶稣之后，
From a day of your conversion,
你是不是房事都带到主这里来呢？
Do you bring everything to the
Lord? 你跟孩子的关系，
For your parental relationship,
是不是也带到主这里来呢？
Do you bring it before the Lord?
你天天的为你的孩子祷告，
Will you pray for your children?
将你的孩子交在主的手中，
Commit them to the Lord.
因为主是可靠的，
Because he is faithful.
你是把你跟孩子的关系建立在基督上。
You put your relationship with your children on the foundation of Christ.
还有你跟你的同事呢？
And your relationship in the workplace.
怎么样才能够将你的事业建立在基督的磐石上？
How can you build your career on the foundation of Christ?
每天，你也是不是把你的工作带到主的面前来？
Do you commit your work daily to the Lord?
而让主在你的工作中来带领你呢？
So that the Lord will guide and lead you when you work.
在工作中的同事，
with the colleagues,
你也会肯定听到他们家庭中一些难处，他们的孩子也会生病。
Do you hear about the problems of sick children?
他们的太太、丈夫也会生病。
Or sick spouses.
你会不会为他们祷告呢？
Will you pray for them?
把他们带到主的面前来呢？
And bring them before the Lord.
我们是把事业建立在的根基上。
If that's the case, you're building your work or career on Christ.
你跟同事之间的关系也是建立在基督上。
And you're building your personal relationship or interpersonal relationship with Christ.
主总会开路。
The Lord will open the way.
有一天，
Then one day,
主会让你能够把福音传给你的同事。
Then you have the chance to share the gospel with your colleagues.
因为主已经常常你听你为他们的祷告。
Because the Lord has heard your prayers for them.
所以我们看见根基非常的重要。
Therefore, we know that the foundation is so important.
而这根基就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And the foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord.
那在看这个马太福音第七章这里的时候，
We go back to Matthew chapter 7.
我们读的时候，我们是总是觉得好像耶稣讲的这些话乃是跟着前面所说的这些一切的话。
We feel like this is continuation from the previous passages.
但是在路加福音却给了我们一个不一样。
But Luke has a different perspective.
因为在路加福音六章四十六节的时候，
Because in Luke chapter 6,
乃是说你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊却不遵我的话行呢？
Jesus was asking, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say?
所以好像跟那个马太福音第七章那里。
So it's a bit different from Matthew 7.
马太福音在第七章二十一节的时候是说这样的话。
Matthew chapter 7.
二十一节。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国。唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, can enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
所以在马太福音这里讲的是唯独遵行我天父旨意的人。
So in Matthew it says, he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
但在路加福音乃是遵我的话。
But in Luke it says,doers of my words.
所以我们知道主的话就是天父的旨意。
Therefore, we know that the words of Jesus is equivalent to the will of the Father in heaven.
那什么样的人才会遵行主的话呢？
So who will do his words?
乃是称基督为主的人。
Those who call Jesus the Lord.
你真的有把基督作为你生命中的主吗？
Do you really take Jesus as the Lord of your life?
还是你把耶稣只是当成你人生中的顾问？
Or you just treat him as a consultant?
所以只是你自己解决不了的时候，你才去找他的帮助。
You only ask him or consult him when you cannot solve your own problems.
因为今天很多人都好像遇见难处的时候才来找耶稣。
Because these days there are so many people who come to Christ when they are at wit's ends.
那主是怜悯的。
The Lord is merciful.
你来找他，主是信实的，总是会带领你。
When you seek him, he is faithful and he will help you.
但是耶稣这里说是称呼我主啊，主啊。
But here Jesus says, those who call me Lord, Lord.
却不遵行我的话。
But do not do the things which I say.
在马太福音说，这些人是不能够进神的国的。
Matthew says these people cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯有将我当主。
Only those who take me as the Lord.
生命中的主。
The Lord of the life.
才会照着我所吩咐的去行。
Then they will do what I say.
这样去行的人。是立在根基上。
Such people, the doers of the words, are built on the foundation.
在箴言第三章。
In Proverbs chapter
3. 箴言第三章第五节到第八节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 8.
箴言第三章第五节到第八节。第七节。箴言三章五节，
Prophets,
你们又专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。不要自以为有智慧，又敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will directyour path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
而今天很难做的一件事情。
There's something quite difficult.
就是叫人不自以为有智慧。
That's to ask a man not to be wise in his own eyes.
因为我们常常做了一些决定。
Because so often when we make a decision,
都是跟于我们的经历。
According to our experience,
我们的知识
our knowledge,
还有别人所给我们的意见
or advice from others,
而等到这一切都不通了
when all these fail to work,
我们还像好像才突然间记起主来
and we suddenly remember, oh, can I should ask Jesus.
但是圣经却叫了在你一切所行的事上要认定他
But it says, lean on him in all your ways.
这不是说遇到事情才来找他。
It's not when you face difficulties.
那是应该成为你生活中的一部分。
But you will be constantly acknowledging him.
这应该是我们每天的生活。
To acknowledge him daily.
我们每天所行的一切事。
Acknowledge him in all we do every day.
我们都让耶稣为主。
That we let Jesus be the Lord.
我们要把它带到主的面前来。
He will bring everything before the Lord.
抓住主这里的应许。
The Lord has promised.
主啊，你指引我。
Please guide me, Lord.
若不是主指引我们的
，If not,
我们就会偏行己路。
We'll walk in our own ways.
当洪水来的时候
，When the floods.
你会发现我们的房子就会倒塌下来。
Then we know that our houses cannot stand.
倒塌了会很厉害。
And it may fall greatly.
但是我们凡事都带到主这里来。
But if we bring everything to the Lord,
你会发现无论你经历的是什么
，Then no matter what you go through,
面对的是何等危机难处
，No matter what difficulty you will encounter.
主在那里。
The Lord is there.
主能够扶持你。
He will uphold you.
主能够帮助你。
He will help you.
你摔倒了，他会将你扶起来。
He will pick you up if you fall.
你迷失的时候，他会跟为你指明方向。
He will find you and guide you when you're lost.
我不知道你现在的人生面对的是什么难处。
I don't know what difficulties that you might be facing.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
主在这里。
The Lord is here.
主常常的把他自己给我们。
The Lord wants to give us Himself.
主不会忘记我们。
He will not forget us.
乃是我们会忘记主。
Though so often we may forget about Him.
所以每个主日我们都在这里纪念他。
Therefore every Sunday we are here to remember the Lord.
我们在这里要时时更新我们对主的爱。
And we have to renew our love for Him.
更新主在我们心中的地位。
To renew His position in our hearts.
让他在凡事上居首位。
So that He'll be the first in everything.
让我们的人生离不开他。
That our lives will not depart from Him.
因为我们凡事都交在他的手中。
Because we have committed everything to Him.
而主是信实的。
And He is faithful.
他总是要带领你去走每天的每一步。
And He will guide you and I in every steps in our lives.
你信靠主吗？
Do you trust in Him?
你相信主是可靠的吗？
Do you believe that He is trustworthy?
你愿意主成为你的根基吗？
Are you willing to let Him be your foundation?
而从现在开始，
From today onwards,
将一切
commit everything
都带到主这里来，
Bring everything to Him,
承认他是主，
To confess Him as the Lord,
承认他有主权来主宰你每一天的生活，
To confess His Lordship in everything you do,
让他在你生活中的每一个方面来带领你，
They can lead you in different aspects in your lives,
因为主是信实。
Because He is faithful.
他应许，
He has promised you.
有与我们同在直到世界的末了。
He will be with us to the end of the days.
耶稣说了许多的话，
Jesus has spoken.
我们都听见了，
We have heard them.
但是有没有深深的挖地？
But have you dug deep?
让主的话能够进到心里面去，
So that His words would sink into our hearts.
在我们每日的生命中显出他的影响来，
And be manifested in every day of our lives.
我们的人生就立在根基上。
If that's the case, our lives are built on a solid foundation.
主也应许，
And the Lord has promised.
我们尊他为主，
If we confess Him as Christ the Lord,
我们遵行天父的旨意，
And we do the will of the Father of heaven,
我们必能进天国。
That we will enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们感谢主。
We thank Him and praise Him.
在我们结束的时候，我们来唱一首诗歌。
Shall we sing a hymn before we close the meeting?
是大本诗歌第29。
好的。
我们亲爱的主耶稣基督。
Our dear Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你将自己赐给了我们。
We thank you for giving yourself to us.
因为你知道我们的人生没有根基。
Because you know that we have no other foundation.
而我们很容易就会被洪水冲去。
It will be easily be captured, being carried away by the floods.
我们感谢你愿意来做我们的根基。
We thank you because you are willing to be our foundation.
就我们将我们一生能够建立在你之上。
So that our lives can be built on you.
因为你是信实的。
Because you are faithful.
你的话安定在天，存到永远。
And your words are secure in heaven forever.
你说天地都要废去。
You said the heaven and earth will pass away.
让你的律法一点一滴都不能回去。
But not the dot of your law.
我们感谢你用万能托住万有。
We thank you because you're upholding everything with your mighty hands.
你也能够托住我们。
And you can keep us safe in you.
我们又将我们自己交在你的手中。
Therefore we commit ourselves to you.
你是我们的主，我们的王。
Because you're our Lord and our King.
我们将自己交给你。
I commit myself to you.
主你带领我们每一天的生活。
May you guide us every day of our lives.
就我们将一切的事上都带到你面前来。
So that we can bring everything before you.
求你来指引我们。
To ask for your guidance.
我们将感谢赞美归于你。
We give you thanks and praises.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen. Amen.